And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be here with you on this Sunday morning. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. That's my favourite part, the looking fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Looking fabulous yourself.
Thank you, Jo. And boy, am I surrounded by talent this morning.
Oh, boy, well, welcome back, Elise Elliott.
What an old smoothie. Ace to be here. Thanks,
yeah,
Jo.
It is really lovely. Now, Elise, I know you're a keen surfer. Are you a bit of a sun worshipper?
Well, thanks to my heritage, I am inherited poxy Irish skin, but great Irish humour, may I add.
And obviously a taste for single malts and things like
that. Yeah, boy, she can drink. No.
I don't know that surfing, about you. But yes, I'm a very outdoorsy, active chick. But
yes.
Exposed to a lot of sun in the 70s and 80s, and now I'm quite sun smart.
And Gerald, you love the golf. So...
Yes, I do. I do, when it becomes legal again, which might be tomorrow with a bit of luck. Look, and I think we've all learned. We were rat bags with sunscreen and sun generally when we were younger, teenagers probably, which interestingly is a problem group according to the stats. But we've learned a lot more now, and I think the younger brigade, primary school age kids now, can be comforted by the fact that we know a lot more about sunscreens and how to properly protect kids.
We just have to lose the cult of the tan, though. That's part of the problem.
Now, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
It's hard to get it out of your head that tan looks healthy. Mm. I'm a naturally pale person, and even when I look at myself in comparison to friends who are gloriously olive-skinned, I do feel pasty. It's a really hard psychology to get rid of.
I think the tan looks never going to go.
I don't get it sprayed on for myself.
Just don't go down the Trump route. He's just not really nailed that look.
No, it's a good colour.
It's an interesting one. But while it's not yet summer, the sun is heating up, so it's time to start thinking about being sun smart, because approximately 2 in 3 Australians will be diagnosed with skin cancer by the time they're 70. It's a lot of us.
Yeah, it's a huge amount.
Yeah. And that's despite all of us knowing how important it actually is to protect ourselves from sun damage. It's not that we don't know, is it? Yeah. So to get some hard facts, first up on the show, we'll chat with Associate Professor Robert Saw from the Melanoma Institute of Australia about melanoma, the most dangerous form of skin cancer. Then later in the show, we'll chat with Matthew Brown, CEO of the Melanoma Institute of Australia, and find out all about the terrific work that they're doing and their partnership with Ego SunSense. Now, I know this might not be the hardest hitting of news, but we're also going to be navigating the milk maze, because I don't know about you, but between full fat, low fat, skim, lactose free milk, plus you've got your soy, rice, almond, oat, coconut, hemp, and now pea milk, apparently.
Juice.
Well, you can call it what you like, Gerald, but it's a milk alternative. I don't know what milk's the right milk. I don't drink cows myself.
You know what's the right milk? Milk.
Don't like it, if it doesn't agree with you, there are lots of different alternatives
out
there.
You enjoy cheese.
That's, well, fine.
Where does cheese come from?
Well,
I'm
a complicated person,
not
Gerald.
Not from a soy plant.
I just think people would like to know, particularly when you're standing in line and facing a barista with all of those milks there, which is the best choice for you. So Luke Hines will be joining us to sort the cows from the coconuts.
Oh, right.
In our A to Z of vitamins, we'll take a look at Go Healthy Energy Rapid Release. And as always, give us a call on 131 873. We'd love to hear from you with any questions for your health, or also, what is your sun smart routine? What are you most careful with when it comes to sun protection? For me, it's when I'm going running, Elise. I have to remember I'm exposed to the sun there, of course.
You've got to remember to put on your hands as well when you run.
Good one.
See, people forget that.
Great,
and wear a hat. Always wear a hat.
So 131 873, give us a call. Next, we find out why so many of us are still being diagnosed with melanoma. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
SunSense have been supporting the Melanoma Institute Australia for over 3 years now, and to help them achieve their goal of zero deaths from melanoma, SunSense will generously donate $1 from every product sold between now and November 24 towards life-saving research. SunSense is proudly Australian-made and owned and has a broad range of products to choose from, all available for a great price at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use, avoid prolonged sun exposure, and wear protective clothing, hats and eyewear to further reduce risk. Frequent reapplication is required. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Sukin range for half price. That's right, half price. Only at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Call now 131873. We're talking melanoma and being sun smart. It's a very important conversation because 2 in 3 Australians will be diagnosed with skin cancer by the time they're 70. Australia has one of the highest rates of melanoma in the world and is often referred to as Australia's national cancer. One person is diagnosed every half an hour. And here's another very sad statistic. One person dies from melanoma every 5 hours. So Associate Professor Robin Saw from Melanoma Institute of Australia joins us now for a very important conversation. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Robin, I've got to say, I feel as though we've all heard the SunSmart message repeatedly for a very long time, yet many people are still being diagnosed with melanoma. So is it more complicated than simply wearing sunscreen? Like, what actually causes melanoma?
The main cause is sun, but there are other causes that we don't know about. Uh-huh. We know that sun probably causes the great majority. And the problem is that even though the SunSmart campaign has been around since the 1960s and 70s, we still have people who don't listen. Sunscreen is an integral part of that, but it's not the only part of the SunSmart campaign. So it's shade, hats, sunglasses, and clothing as well.
Robin, my mum and my dad have both had melanoma, and my poor little bro had one removed last week. So yeah. Is there an inherited element to it? I mean, do you have to look at your heritage and think, I am a ticking time bomb?
Fair-skinned people are most at risk because you don't have the pigment in the skin to actually partially protect you from the sun. So if you're fair-skinned, yes, you're at higher risk, but anyone can get melanoma. And people who are in particular of the slightly darker skin races, they get melanomas in other places where the sun doesn't hit. So soles, so sun is obviously not the main, not always the cause, but it is the main cause.
Robin, I was fascinated when reading a bit of your background that your research is translated into clinical benefits for patients, which, and that's the focus of your research activity. And I was particularly taken by your work as the principal investigator for high-dose vitamin D in high-risk melanoma patients. How's that going?
So we've actually completed the study, mm-hmm. and it was a pilot, mm-hmm. so not that many patients. But we found that the high-dose vitamin D actually didn't really work in this small group of patients. It was safe to take, but to actually prevent new melanomas from coming up in these patients, it wasn't powered to do that because it was just a pilot, but it didn't seem like it really worked.
Okay.
A lot of people I spoke to said their friends or their partners had spotted a melanoma, in particular on your back, which you can't see. So what do we have to look out for if we're going to spot the spot?
Anything new. So 80%, 90% of melanomas are black, brown. So first thing is if there's a darker spot that is changing or just looks ugly. So multiple colours, big, very irregular edge to it, you've got to call someone's attention to it. But we also know that a percentage of melanomas are not black. So you cannot ignore something that is pink. We always say to our patients, please watch your skin for anything new. It doesn't matter what colour it is. Most melanomas are dark brown, black, but anything that is new, you have to take notice of and go to your GP.
Robin, Edith Cowan University on Friday released a press release about a new blood test for a circulating tumour which could potentially benefit from people with melanoma. Do you see this sort of new style of testing? Is that going to give us a better chance of detecting these things?
I'm hoping so. The tests at the moment are not sensitive enough or specific enough, but we're all hoping for the magic blood test. So all of us are working towards it.
Robin, I hear you that it's all about vigilance and making sure that we don't spend hours in the sun and the protective clothing and hat and sun and sunglasses and, of course, the SPF. Can you tell us the difference between SPF factor 30 and 50? Is there a difference?
There is. So I have to go back a little bit and explain what SPF is. It's the sun protection factor. So basically the number is related to how much longer you can spend in the sun without getting sunburnt. So, for example, if you get sunburnt at 10 minutes without protection, SPF 30 will increase that time by 30 times. So you can spend 300 minutes in the sun if you have the SPF 30 on. So, and the same for SPF 50. And SPF usually refers to protection against UVB rays. So the sunlight that damages our skin has UVA and UVB. And UVB is the one that causes sunburn and also causes the great majority of skin cancers. But UVA is actually the bit of sunlight that causes wrinkling and sunspots, and also causes a bit of the skin cancers as well. So SPF actually refers to the UVB protection, and these days sunscreens have also UVA protection, so it's called broad spectrum. And the sunscreens in Australia all have, well, you need to read the label, but the great majority have broad spectrum cover, so UVA and UVB. So SPF 50 does protect your skin more, and that's what I recommend for my patients. But the problem is it does allow you to stay in the sun a bit longer, and people think that the high number means that they don't have to apply more often, they don't have to actually stay in the shade, they don't have to use other protections. So it's a number. You should use at least SPF 30, recommended SPF 50 if you can, just to protect your skin a bit more.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Robin. I think the message there is to not be complacent and always be aware how much time you are spending in the actual sun and seek shade and, of course, that protective clothing. Very important. Thanks so much, Robin. Well, we do welcome your calls, 131 873. Gail, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can we help, Gail?
So my husband has been in atrial fibrillation on and off, and he's having ablation surgery on Tuesday, but his cardiologist has told him he needs to lose about 10 kilos. And he just discovered, he's been overweight most of his life, that becoming vegan is the best way to do that. So my question is, do you agree? And what are the best, if yes, what are the best foods that he could get a lot of energy from?
Gail, look, everybody's different, and it's hard to say that one particular thing is going to be best. He's obviously decided to take some control of his weight, which is wonderful. If he's going to turn, if he's using the vegan philosophy, wonderful. Our next guest, a bloke called Luke Hines, has written a magnificent book called Eat More Vegan.
It's the best.
Which is just a, it's full of beautiful, tasty recipes, but because the main nutrient he needs is vitamin B12. The iron we need, we get from animal protein. So he probably should be using a B12 supplement, one of the ones that dissolve in your mouth. It's called a sublingual one. But we've got Christmas coming up. Don't wait till then. Go and get Eat More Vegan by Luke Hines. It's a fascinating book.
It takes a little bit more time to learn how to cook a vegan lifestyle and a vegan diet, but it can be very rewarding. Mm. So next on the House of Wellness, fitness and food expert Luke Hines joins us. Tell us which milk is the best milk. I mean, you don't want to miss it. It's the hardest hitting content we've brought for some
time. It's today, tonight, journalism, yes.
But we love Hinesy, and he'll be joining us next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Joint pain, stiffness, or mild osteoarthritis holding you back? Go get moving again with Go Healthy Go Turmeric 30,000 plus, one a day from Chemist Warehouse. Each capsule contains 30,000 milligrams of turmeric with high levels of active curcuminoids to help relieve joint inflammation. Go Healthy Go Turmeric 30,000 plus, one a day, is just $24.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Sukin range for half price. That's right, half price. Only at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Elise Elliott. And we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. So I know most of us try to make the right food choices, but what does that mean when it comes to choosing the best kind of milk that's for you? It's about personal preference, it's about what feels right in your body, it's about taste, of course, but now there's so many. There's dairy and non-dairy, full fat, low fat, skim, lactose free, soy, rice, almond, oat, coconut, hemp. I mean, it just goes on and on. So choosing the right milk can be confusing, and I think it for some a difficult task. So to help us understand and choose the best milk for us, we're joined by trainer, best-selling author and clean eating foodie Luke Hines. Good morning, darling.
Good morning. Great to hear your voice, Joe. And hey, Gerald. And hi, Elise. Awesome to chat today. And what a fantastic topic. Milk.
Yes, milk. Of course, we all consume it in some way or another. But so, Hinesy, what milk do you choose?
Okay, I got to say that I have ditched the milk altogether. And now there's a few reasons why. And I'll start from the very beginning. First off, a lot of people have turning to plant-based milks because they're either lactose or dairy intolerant, or they simply feel better having their coffee with something different. So I'm going to break this section down into two little areas for you guys. First off, the cafe milks versus the home milk. So how many of you guys go to your cafe to get a, you know, your coffee in the morning?
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Yes. Okay, Joe, what are you having?
I'm having almond at the moment.
But that can change, Hinesy. That next week's going to be something different.
No, no, no. I was on soy because I don't personally like a dairy. But you told me a year ago, Hinesy, that soy milk can be inflammatory, and I've recently stopped. It's changed my life. I should have listened to you a long time ago.
Now, look, let me break it down. The most popular is actually almond milk, so you're definitely on trend there, Joe.
Oh, well, of course.
Second is soy milk. Mm-hmm. Then coming in third is actually a new one in the market, which is oat milk, which is probably, it acts the most like real milk in coffee for baristas, and it's got the most neutral taste. But then last in the fourth of the we're talking about here is coconut milk, which is popular. So I just want to run through some of the stats with you, that although soy is kind of highest in protein, what you're getting there is a little bit of a mixed discussion in regards to what it can do to your hormones, because it does contain phytoestrogens or plant-based estrogens. And the jury's out there, but it's constantly being researched into whether we should be drinking soy, you know, on a regular occasion. Now, when we're talking about coconut milk, it's the highest in fat, but a really good healthy fat. And then when we're looking at almond milk, it's actually the lowest in calories. But I do want to flag a few things for you, because when you do go to a cafe and you think you're ordering, you know, soy, coconut, almond or whatnot, what you're often not seeing is some of the other hidden nasties in there.
Yes.
So my rule of thumb, with any of these plant-based milks is you want to keep it to three, maximum four ingredients. And those are either the nuts, so we're talking almond milk, we're talking filtered water, then maybe salt, and then if we're going to go for a fourth ingredient, a natural sweetener like your rice malt or your maple or your honey. Jesus. Now, the reason I flagged this with you guys is if you went to your cafe, I think a lot of listeners would be blown away with what's actually written on the side of the pack. Oh. There are vegetable oils, thickeners,
stabilizers. I rest my case, Hinesy. It's so true. So true. All these additives. Now, Hinesy, I've got an issue. I did a bit of homework yesterday. I squeezed and squeezed and squeezed a handful of almonds. I squeezed a coconut. I cannot get milk out of it. And I want to represent the cockies of the world. They're the farmers. And I'm very much on board the European Union, who says we need to ban the use of the word milk for plant-based beverages. Let's call them juice. Let's call it as it is.
I like that. And I'm behind that. Look, lactose and dairy intolerance aside, that sort of whole notion of orange mocha frappuccino with hemp milk is just a confection. You know? And I'm a coffee snob and I'm a milk snob. And I just think milk is milk.
So what's your recommendation as the best kind of dairy milk that's healthiest for you? Just very quickly, Hinesy.
Look, the best thing we should be doing with any type of dairy is going for the real thing, the full fat. Because when you're dealing with full fat milk, full fat cream, full fat cheese, there's no room to put anything fake, any sweetness to make up for the flavour that you're losing when you take out fat or anything else to keep it in its form. So full fat everything. And full fat milk is the one that people should be choosing. Because when we choose those skim milks, they're adding things to make it taste.
We thought this would be simple. We thought it would be simple, didn't we?
Yes. No. Well, no. He has cleared up a lot for me, actually. Thank you so much, Hinesy. It's so great to see you. And we're going to see you on the House of Wellness TV today on Channel 7 at midday. You're going to be taking us through the different kinds of cooking oils. I mean, shopping is complicated.
I cannot wait. Yeah, totally. You never would have thought it, guys. Yes. Midday on 7.
Thanks, Hinesy. Take care. And also on House of Wellness TV today, with over 1 million Aussies suffering from osteoporosis, we find out the complications that come with brittle bones and why early detection is so crucial, and, of course, why we should be drinking and eating our dairy. Of course, let's not move on from that. Have we got time for one call? 131-873. Jeff has given us a call. Hi there, Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, how are you going, guys?
We're well. How can we help?
Look, I just thought I'd share with you a very quick story about melanoma. I have a regular 12-month skin check. I'm a little bit pale. I've got that great English skin that sort of you burn and then it peels. But I put plenty of sun cream on now. But in between my checkup, I had a tiny little pink mark on my nose that, seriously, if it was on your arm or your leg, you might have just let it go. Yeah. Went and had a check. The specialist said, I think we better do a biopsy on this. Came back, level 1 melanoma.
There you go.
Had to have it taken off, skin graft. Quite a big procedure in the end, but my story to the viewers is don't let anything go. It had a little tingling feeling. It was strange. And it turned out to be a melanoma, and it didn't look ugly in any way.
No, it's a great message, because we heard that from Robin, didn't we? Because she said anything that doesn't look right, feel right, just get it checked out. So, and that's the other challenge. So many times you see melanomas growing in spots, as Robin said, that never see the sun.
Yes.
Noses are different.
Fantastic word of warning there. Thank you so much, Jeff, for sharing that. Next on the House of Wellness, we continue our conversation about melanoma when Matthew Brown, CEO of Melanoma Institute of Australia, joins us to tell us about the critical research that they are doing. That's right after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Sukin range for half price. That's right, half price, only at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, when it comes to reducing melanoma rates, research is imperative. And when it comes to advances in melanoma research and treatment, the Melanoma Institute of Australia is a world leader. So joining us now, Matthew Brown, the CEO of the Melanoma Institute of Australia, to tell us more. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on and putting a spotlight on this issue.
It's absolutely critical, we know. So can you tell us about the important work that Melanoma Institute Australia does?
Yes, as you mentioned, we're the world's largest centre for research, treatment and education in melanoma. As mentioned earlier in your program, melanoma is known as Australia's cancer because we have the highest rates in the world. And the work that we do at Melanoma Institute Australia is to do what we can across the research and treatments in terms of trying to get to zero deaths from melanoma. That's what we're aiming to do, and we hope to achieve that actually later in this decade.
Wow,
Matthew, it's commendable to have that the zero deaths from melanoma. Is that going to be more about getting skin checked more often, or is it more about treatments once people have melanoma?
Yeah, good question. It's actually both of those, and where the treatments come in, where we've made such great advances over the last 5 or 6, 7 years, is in the treatment side. And so if you've got advanced melanoma, that's where melanoma has spread from, say, a lesion on your skin and it's spread to other organs of the body, very, very serious disease. And we've made some significant advances in treatments there. And so people are surviving, whereas 6, 7, 8 years ago, people would not survive that particular diagnosis, but they are now. Many still don't, unfortunately. But the treatment side is in that area, and then the messaging around the sun safe message, the 5 sun safe tips, that's equally as important in terms of ultimately reducing the amount of melanoma in Australia.
Matthew, there's currently no formal screening program for skin cancers generally in Australia. Bearing in mind 2018, and I couldn't get any later stats, 1,429 Australians died from melanoma. Do you think a national screening program would make a difference?
Well, I think the answer is yes to that. It's what the extent of that screening program is in terms of who does it target? What particular parts of the population does it target? So, but any broad communication around the need to check your skin, to be very sun safe, to then if you see something that is odd or unusual, like Robin Saul was mentioning earlier in your program, if you see something that is changing, then go and see your GP. Yep. Australia is blessed with many GPs, many thousands of GPs that understand skin cancer well, and so they will look for that and then refer it on to organisations like Melanoma Institute if there is a real concern.
Matthew, tell us about the partnership with Ego SunSense.
Yeah, it's a wonderful partnership, and Ego SunSense are an Australian manufacturer and actually share that in their SunSense brand, they actually share our vision of ultimately zero deaths from melanoma, or certainly reducing the impact of melanoma on Australian lives. So it was an obvious partnership for us because as an Australian entity ourselves and teaming up with a great Australian manufacturer with the same philosophy as ours, it was a perfect fit.
And I read that melanoma is the most common cancer in 15 to 39-year-olds, and it kills more Australians aged 20 to 39 than any other cancer. So I can see that partnering with Ego SunSense also allows you to educate younger people in our community.
Definitely. And the stat about the most common cancer for the 15 to 39s is not actually very well known. And I don't think we can get you can't get too much messaging into that demographic, and continually pushing the message that you need to be sun safe. It's a very serious disease. Australia is blessed with wonderful weather, but it has its impacts, particularly around this time. Like the fact that you're putting a spotlight on it in spring and then into early summer, it's a wonderful thing to put the spotlight on and make us all remember that the sun is very powerful nearly all times of the day at this time of year. And so be very sun safe, and that bracket of 15 to 39, yes, let's do what we can to reduce the numbers of melanoma in that age bracket.
And Matthew, I understand SunSense is going to donate $1 from every product sold towards research. Is that right?
It is right, and it's a bit cliched. Every dollar helps, but that's exactly what they're doing. It's a wonderful campaign that they've launched all the way through to the 24th of November. So they started last month. We get $1. It goes to our research, and we're dedicating this to the research that I mentioned earlier, which is around trying to understand the treatments. While many people have achieved the success of some advancements that we've made, there's still a group of people, a relatively large group of people, that don't respond to that treatment. So we're just getting the money into that research, because we know we'll get there, but there's still a ways to come.
Thank you so much, Matthew Brown from Melanoma Institute of Australia. And thank you for the critical work that you're doing in that research. Can't say it enough. Slip, slop, slap. Be as vigilant as you can. Well, we always welcome your calls. Hello, Judy.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Judy. Can we
help? Yeah, I was about 50 when I got the melanoma. I used to go to the skin specialist once a year, and he saw this spot and he said, oh, I think it's an insect's bite just gone wrong, but I'll check it out anyway. And it turned out it wasn't melanoma. Well, and I went to hospital and haven't had any problem since because they said I got it very early.
Good. Where was it, Judy?
It was on the back of my leg.
There you go.
Because when I was young, I used to go to the beach. I'd lie and I wasn't happy unless I got sunburned.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And that's what I put it down to.
It's such a common story, isn't it? We've all had that lifestyle growing up in Australia. Absolutely. So lucky, as you say there, Judy, got it early. Very, very important. Thank you so much for your call, and we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
SunSense have been supporting the Melanoma Institute Australia for over 3 years now, and to help them achieve their goal of zero deaths from melanoma, SunSense will generously donate $1 from every product sold between now and November 24 towards life-saving research. SunSense is proudly Australian-made and owned and has a broad range of products to choose from, all available for a great price at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use, avoid prolonged sun exposure, and wear protective clothing, hats and eyewear to further reduce risk. Frequent reapplication is required. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Sukin range for half price. That's right, half price. Only at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, and it's time for A to Z of vitamins. And Gerald, you know, sometimes we just need a little bit of a boost of energy, don't we? We just need to get through that flat spot, perhaps when we're feeling a bit burned out. Can you help us?
The word of the day for each of you is adapt. So let's adapt that a little further to the word adaptogen. Mm-hmm. So imagine if you can get a herb which will help you adapt to whatever the environment is around you, so particularly stress. And there we talk about ginseng. Siberian ginseng is an adaptogen, very important. Now, if you could add that to a bit of enhanced brain activity with some guarana, add some vitamin B to help the stress generally, it's a pretty good combination.
Can I put it in my piccolo?
It might affect the taste of your piccolo. You're going to have it with what? Pea juice? Or are you going to have it with?
With real
oat
milk.
Oat milk? Okay.
Are you having this enhanced brain activity boost on a daily basis? Would I do that in the morning to really get me through?
Look, it just depends. We know that stress affects your ability to recall and to remember things and to focus. So, and everybody's different, but you have a chat to your pharmacist, explain what worries you, and around that will come an adaptogenic herb like ginseng with some little additives to make a difference.
Ginseng, vitamin B, and
some guarana.
Guarana. That's a magic trio right there. Well, the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, now available in Australia. We do love taking your calls, and Kathleen has called from Glen Huntly. Hi, Kathleen.
Oh, hi, love your show. Can I speak? Thank you for taking my call. Can I speak to Gerard?
Yeah, of course, please? Kathleen. How can we help?
Gerard, I keep getting blisters on my tongue, and they keep coming back, and I take vitamins, but I don't know whether I'm taking the right vitamins. If you'd be able to help me, please.
Sure. Yeah, look, a couple of thoughts. I would switch from a fluoride toothpaste to one without a fluoride toothpaste, Kathleen, for a start.
Yeah.
If you can get a probiotic powder and put a half a teaspoonful in some yogurt, a little bit of yogurt, and swill it around just to settle the bacteria in your mouth. And also make sure in that list you've got is a B group vitamin, and take one in capsule form every day.
Right. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Good on you, Kathleen.
All the best with that, Kathleen. And thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. We've had so many that we were not able to fit on. So make sure you go to houseofwellness.com.au. There is an Ask tab there, Gerald. I know that you're very diligent in replying to.
And it comes to me. It doesn't go into the atmosphere. It comes directly to me and you'll get a response.
And if you're seeking more House of Wellness today, Gerald?
Beck Judd's on the front. husband was a footballer, I think.
Yeah.
Some really good information. I've got an article in there about hay fever and a link to some of the other issues that hay fever causes. That's in the News Limited papers today.
Yes, the House of Wellness lift out. Do check that out. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Sukin range for half price. That's right, half price, only at Chemist Warehouse.
It's been great to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. Elise, gorgeous to see you again.
Oh, thanks for having me. And a big takeaway today is get your skin checked, but also have your partner or your friends check out your body.
Mutual inspection.
That's nice. It sounds interesting.
Good way to spend an hour. Yeah.
But it's important to know, to be familiar, isn't it? So that you know what's changed.
Very much so. And those spots that change quickly are the ones we've got to keep an eye out for. Mm.
Yes. And Gerald, when we're out on the golf course, hopefully tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
You
with
never
a bit
know.
Of luck. You never know.
That's it. You will obviously slip, slop, slap.
I've actually booked a time or in anticipation, but only for practice.
This is, of course, waiting for Victoria's restrictions to ease.
Yes.
Never know.
After eons in lockdown.
Oh. That's correct. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Also, Gerald, always so full of
pleasure,
wisdom.
Pleasure, Joe. Absolute pleasure. And for people who couldn't get on, send an email,
get an answer. Right.
Straight away.
Thank you for joining us. We wish you a very safe week. For more ways to get well, stay well, live one, look fabulous. Check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we will see you all next week. I get a good feeling, yeah.